Dave, you're the Lone Ranger today with that bottle opener.
I'm the Lone Ranger. Big news. A little drying out, huh?
Big news. Lent has landed. I'm going to try the, what is it, about 40 days or so?
Yeah.
Of clean and sober. And normally that meant, you know, I'm showered and headed to the tavern. But... Happy Friday, Dave.
Happy Friday. Are you Lutheran, Catholic?
Catholic, but I mean, Catholic.
You're not doing this to get... Well, you go ahead.
Well, I don't really, you know, we're not the Sunday goers. We're the twofers, you know, yeah. Easter and Christmas.
The Christmas and Easter club.
I just, you know, after a while, and it's been a long winter.
Yeah.
I've put on some pounds.
Sure. You got a little winter weight. You got a little drying out.
That's right.
So you're not necessarily doing it to get closer to the Almighty.
No, not necessarily, okay. But I don't think it would help any if I kept on going, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, right. I understand.
I'm
going to pop a top if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm having my coffee. Did you give up anything?
No.
Attaboy.
I could lie and say hi. I'm just...
Well, good. I'm proud of you.
I'm happy where I'm at, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's
cheers to myself. Well, cheers to...
I'll bring the coffee.
Here we go.
So, big weekend coming up.
Yeah, very big weekend. And it wouldn't be, you know, Polka Fest without a little snow, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I had the putting green out on Wednesday. We opened the putting green, and here we are.
Oh, things change.
But that's all right. Should be good tomorrow. I think the forecast looks fine.
Yeah. So. Is your beer still at Battle on Bago?
This year we didn't do it this year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I was going to ask off air, but I figured I put you on the spot. But
no, we wanted to. So we have to bring in a mobile canner for that because they need cans.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It just didn't because we're installing a new bottling line and mm-hmm. it didn't work out this year.
So I know the festivities are still going on
yeah.
in Oshkosh, but they actually canceled the fishing tournament portion because of the ice conditions.
Really?
Yeah, they deteriorated.
Wow, I didn't know that.
The landings, the bridges.
Huh?
Yep.
Interesting.
It's crazy how fast it changes. So,
I thought there was 2 feet of ice out there.
Well, there was.
There was.
It honeycombs, you lose a lot. I said, the bridges, landings, all of that get beaten up so bad. So they actually.
Well, I went out on Sunday up on Green Bay.
Mm hmm.
In Oconto, and another successful day of not having to clean any
sure,
fish.
Sure, yeah, you know? Don't dirty the knife.
Yeah, but we're walking out, and it was a gorgeous day on Sunday. And I'm walking out, and the ice was good, and there's plenty of ice up there, but I got out probably, I'd say, 100 yards, and all of a sudden, I'm in 6 inches of water.
Yeah.
Because it's just, yeah.
And some people, I've heard they'll drill relief holes and see if they can get it to go through.
Yeah.
But it can backfire on you and then fill up because the weight of the ice would push down.
Right.
Depends where you are.
And up there, the water level is down so far. Like, I mean, I got to walk out, I'm going to say, 4 football fields.
Wow.
I mean, it's a 20-minute walk just to, 15-minute walk just
sure.
to get out there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So back to your big weekend. You've got your Winter Polka Fest.
Yeah.
How many years now in the new place?
This is the 6th annual Winter Polka Fest in honor of Ripon's very own Tuba Dan,
mm-hmm.
which I'm told he's going to make an appearance this
yeah.
year. He didn't make it last year. I'm saving a parking spot for him. We have Tuba Dan t-shirts made, custom Tuba Dan t-shirts. So those will be available.
He did his own caricature on that, I believe.
He did do his own caricature, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to save him. He said he and Cork need a XXX and a XX because they like wearing them for jammies.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So Tuba Dan's coming out sometime. We've got Phil over at Hy-Vee was nice enough to make the brats again. So we'll have those. Doors open at 11 a.m. 2/5 party band on at noon. From noon to 3, and all the music this year is happening upstairs. So
mm-hmm.
you can still get all your food and everything downstairs, but all the music and everything is upstairs. And we're doing that just to give people more room to spread out, do a little more dancing, hopefully. We got 2/5 party band, noon to 3. And then at 3 o'clock, we've got Greg from the Masonic View Freemasons, just south of you right here.
Yeah.
On Double K. So they're going to do the Stein tossing, which is actually not beer Stein tossing, but it's stone throwing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that in the brewery just like we did in Oktoberfest. It's a fundraiser for their scholarship fund. So it's a $10 entry, but there's some pretty good prizes. And you get a prize for first, second, third, or worst throw, men's and women's division. And we had a blast for Oktoberfest last
year. And you get to see the brewery.
And you get to see the brewery. So that happens at 3 o'clock. And then, you know, probably the main event is Copperbox will take the stage at 4 o'clock. And, you know, who knows what will happen after that.
So. And again, we were talking last week, if there's people that have a hard time getting around, there's some parking up the hill between you and the Mapes Hotel that they can walk in at entry level upstairs.
We have a lot up on our hill right behind our building. You can pull right in, and then it's a straight shot into the building. So
very nice.
Yep. And any, you know, you got any wheelchairs? I got plenty of kitchen guys. We'll just hoist you up there. You know?
There you go. Is there an elevator in there?
There's no elevator.
There's no elevator? No. Okay. I was wondering that.
It was shot by the time we got there.
Oh, that's right.
It,
there was at one time years ago.
We were not about to replace $100,000 elevator.
Yeah. Jeez, I would say not.
Yeah.
So, well, that's very cool.
We're excited. I can't believe it's here again. You know, it's always...
I remember the first year, we always talk about this, when we had the tent, and then the tent blew over at the end of the road there, and oh my goodness, it was so cold.
It was freezing.
But that's what it's all about.
And it really came about, you know, Tuba Dan's 50th anniversary in radio, and then he... Hall of Fame, Wisconsin Polk Hall of Fame. But then that was the year 2021. So with COVID, things were still kind of skittish. And, you know, so we had an outdoor event in February, which was like, you know, but they were so excited just to do something. And because it was outside, it worked. And then, the next year we had the squall at 22.
Yeah. Took the tent down overnight.
Yeah.
He still made it happen. Still pulled it off.
Yeah.
Very cool. Anything else today, Dave?
Well, you were mentioning you were cleaning up your radio station.
We're going through a little bit of music on the Bug station.
On the Bug. So my wife and I, we were listening. I was a big, and still enjoy them, Matchbox 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to their first, do you remember their first album? It had the guy like in the swimming pool, but he had like these weird like goggles on.
Oh yeah, there's a story behind that.
Yeah, but it had 3 a.m. and Push on there.
Mm-hmm.
So we were listening to the album the other night, and that was like one of the first CDs I ever got, and I was like taken back. And there's so many good songs on that album.
Should we play a little Matchbox 20?
Let's play a little Matchbox 20.
I'll have Brad throw it on the wave too for you.
I like it. Yeah.
Perfect.
Cheers.
Contact info, Dave.
748-5188. Come on out tomorrow. Bring the family. Bring your friends. Bring your drinking and your dancing shoes.
Cheers.
Cheers.